offthegridphones.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
I got another goodie for you, folks. If we're to go forward, we must go back and rediscover those precious values that all reality hinges on. Moral foundations and all that reality has spiritual control. If we forget those two, guess what? We in a lot of trouble, folks. Let me say it again. If we're going to go forward, we must go back and rediscover those precious values that all reality hinges on moral foundations and that all reality has spiritual control. God is in control of all things. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Again, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you on this rainy Wednesday in Minnesota, June 27th. I'm sorry, 22nd. If it's not Monday, it's Saturday. If it's not Saturday, it's Wednesday.
It's the 27th.
Yeah, so we back on the 27th. I got to get my stomach straight. So anyways, we got that straight. June 22nd, 2011, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jack McMillan.
For all the GCN listeners.
Yeah, Jack McMillan. It's actually Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the radio show, we do appreciate your response. If you go to GCN Live right now, they actually have our bio up there for you to take a look at who we are, because this is our first full week that we have done in 9 years of radio. We've been on Saturdays in the Minneapolis Midwest area for the last 8 years, going on 9 years, and then we started to break out from there. But now we are from coast to coast, from Texas to Minnesota. So again, folks, we do appreciate your feedback. We appreciate your comments. But if you'd like to take it a step further and you would like to be a part of the radio show today, please do give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Don't be afraid. We're not going to bite. I think Jake's wife bites.
Can we bite?
Okay, anyways. Again, that number is 1-866-233-0747. Folks, one of the things that you're going to have to learn real quick with Jack, the other guy, is he doesn't have a personality, really. He does when he's not thinking about it.
The real Jake is
the funny guy. But when he gets on the radio, he has to, like, emphasize words because he tries to play, like, the hard guy or the big guy. And I think the guy's, what, 6'5", and he weighs, what, about 110 pounds? So that should tell you
wet.
What he's soaking wet.
Yep.
Soaking wet. Just so you can get a visual on that, folks. And if you guys have ever watched Saved by the Bell, He looks a lot like the guy called Screech. Is that below the belt?
Well, see, what Elvis Presley would do is he would have guys around to be bad comedians.
He would knock
he got
the chocolate
stage.
Out of any. Yeah, I gotcha.
So he could
okay.
look good. So that's
again,
why
folks,
I'm here, folks.
All right, folks.
I'm not here next week. That's why there was just somebody lower on the totem pole than me.
Again, that number is 1-866-233-0747. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. So to say all that, we hope that you do call in today. Outside of that, last week, actually Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, which is today, our theme has been going back to the old past thus far and to put our feet upon the rock, because President Andrew Jackson hit it on the head when he said, "The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests." End of story. So let's go back to the old past. Let me give you an analogy. We're going to take a quick break. After the break, we're going to come back and put your feet upon the rock, but check this out. It's called Grandma Rocks. I think you're going to like it. One evening, a grandson was talking to his grandmother about current events. The grandson asked his grandmother what she thought about the shootings at schools, the computer age, and just things in general. The grandma replied, "Well, let me think a minute. I was born before television, penicillin, polo shots, frozen foods, Xerox, contact lenses, Frisbees, and the pill. There was no radar, credit cards, laser beams, or ballpoint pens. Man had not invented pantyhose yet, air conditioners, dishwashers, or clothes dryers, and the clothes were hung out to dry in the fresh air, and man hadn't yet walked on the moon, if he ever did. Your grandfather and I first got married and then lived together," she said. "Every family had a father and mother. Until I was 25 years old, I called every man older than I, sir. We were before gay rights, computer dates, dual careers, daycare centers, and group therapy. Our lives were governed by the Ten Commandments, good judgment, common sense. We were taught to know the difference between right and wrong, to stand up and take responsibility for our actions," said Grandma. "Serving our country was a privilege. Living in this country was a bigger privilege. We thought fast food was what people ate during Lent, and having a meaningful relationship meant getting along with your cousins. Draft dodgers were people who closed their front doors when the evening breeze started. Time sharing meant time the family spent together in evenings and on weekends, not purchasing condominiums. We never heard of FM radios, and I don't ever remember any kid blowing his brains out listening to Tommy Dorsey. If you saw anything made with 'Made in Japan' on it, it was junk. The term 'making out' referred to how you did on your school exam. Pizza Hut, McDonald's, and instant coffee were unheard of. We had 5 to 10 cent stores where you could actually buy things for 5 and 10 cents. Ice cream cones, phone calls, rides on a streetcar, and a Pepsi were all a nickel. And if you didn't want to splurge, you could spend your nickel on enough stamps to mail one letter and 2 postcards. You could buy a new Chevy coupe for $600, but who could afford one? Too bad," said Grandma, "because gas was 11 cents a gallon, and in my days, grass was mowed, Coke was a cold drink, pot was something your mother cooked in, and rock music was your grandmother's lullaby. Aides were helpers in the principal's office, chip meant a piece of wood, hardware was found in a hardware store, and software wasn't even a word. We were the last generation to actually believe that a lady needed a husband to have a baby, and no wonder people call us old and confused and say there's a generation gap. And how old do you think Grandma is?" Grandma would be 68 years old. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We'll be right back after this break. Hello, my name is Bradley Dean. I am the host of the Sons of Liberty radio broadcast and founder of You Can Run But You Cannot Hide International. For the past 12 years, we have been educating and empowering our posterity. We hope as you are moved by this message, you will keep in mind this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a institutional silver dollar coin from Midas Resources to every person who donates $100 or more. Call 866-233-0747. You can run international.com. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has made a difference in hundreds of thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble. Gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. 866-233-0747.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com, that's Z-E-O-King.com, for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the radio show today, please do give us a call, 1-866-233-0747. Again, that number is 1-866-233-0747. Talking about going back to the old past, and you know what? Before I do, I want to hit a topic really quick before we start putting your feet back on the foundations, folks, is, you know, this might be old news, maybe a day or two to some people, but it's new news to me. But did you guys hear this NBC report, this commercial they did, yep, omitting God?
Mm-hmm. It was on Monday they reported about it.
It was on Monday.
Yep.
Folks, it was very deliberate. There's no question about it. And when I looked at it, I thought, what a disgrace. I mean, talking about blatantly desecrating the graves of those that fought, died, and bled to ratify the Constitution that we have. Mm-hmm. Talking about desecrating the graves of our veterans who have crosses over the tops of their heads. Mm-hmm. Folks, NBC, I don't know why people, everybody's talking about what NBC does all the time and CNN and ABC. Quit listening to the junk. Turn them off. Folks, they're already going bankrupt. They don't have any money, and they keep getting bailed out by the crook in office. So I don't know why people are complaining about. You sit there and turn the television on. You sit there and look what the world has to offer, and then you wonder why they're omitting God. I mean, folks, it doesn't take a genius to figure out tyrants always attack the foundations because they want to be God. Read Isaiah 14. Crazy. That's exactly what it is. But when I watched it, I was appalled. I was jacked. I couldn't even believe that they went that far. I'm going to play it for you, folks, and I want you to give me your two cents. Again, this is a piece by NBC, very deliberate, very purposed, and there's no question about it. Go ahead and kick that off, Carrie. Listen to this, folks.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Freeze that!
that's incredible.
Two times they did it.
And what does Mr. Obama Nation do in the office 24-7?
I got some different things to take care of.
Oh, he talks about he omits creator from the Declaration of Independence.
No National Day of Prayer.
How many times has he done that? Folks, you know what's interesting is across the country, I just did another interview yesterday in Savannah, Georgia, and people are saying, you know, what is your opinion of this president's faith? You know, is he a Christian? It's like the first thing I have, and no disrespect to the interviewers, I know what they're asking. They're interviewing me, so they're asking my opinion. But, folks, I got to say this. Are you kidding me? This man has been attacking our foundation since he's been in office since day one. If he said he was a Muslim or if he said he was something outside of who we are as a people, do you think he would be in office right now? Absolutely not. Because historically, every president up until this point has acknowledged that we are a Christian nation.
Right.
Do you think some guy's just going to come in there and say, no, that's not what I am, but this is what I am? If you guys haven't seen this, by the way, check it out. The monkey guy. They say that Obama's got a monkey in his pocket. I'm not kidding you. It's called the monkey guy. I was just told this week. He carries this little monkey in his pocket. I'm not kidding. Check it out. Heather, give me a little 2 cents on it. But what's interesting about it, I have to tell these people because they don't have enough light because the preachers, for the most part, across the boards aren't doing their job. And so what do we have? We have people saying, is he a Christian? Is he not? You're to judge a man by his fruit. You're to judge a man by what he does, not by what he says. It's that simple. This president and this administration advocates what Christ condemns. I didn't know Christ was for aborting babies, folks. No, it says in Proverbs 6 that God hates hands that shed innocent blood. And he advocates that. He even wants to raise taxes and mandate that you pay for millions of abortions across this country. And he calls himself a Christian? Folks, that's called blasphemy. You know a man by his fruit. You judge a man by his fruit. What does he have in his life? What are the fruitcakes that this fruitcake has around him? That's what you have to ask yourself. I'm appalled when people say, so what do you think? Do you think he's a Christian? It's like, you have got to be kidding me. What church do you go to? The synagogue of Satan? You don't have enough common sense to know that? People are so brainwashed, they think abortion is legal.
Yeah.
They're so brainwashed, they think that a man to be with a man is okay. And a woman to be with a woman is okay. You have got to be kidding me. It's called the monkey doll. It's called the monkey doll. What would we go to on that? Folks, check that out. It's interesting. Talking about the problem here. Folks, we need to understand what our forefathers had told us. Benjamin Franklin said it. Thomas Jefferson said it. Disobedience to tyrants is obedience to God. Are you to subject yourself to those that are disrespecting their office? You need to ask yourself that, folks. Nowhere in Scripture does it teach us to submit to tyranny. Nowhere. We're to submit to God. And so are those that are an extension of who we are in this country. Not outside of that, folks. Let's keep things into perspective. And I want to say to those such as the NBCs, the CNNs, those that are constantly attacking our foundations, you should be ashamed of yourself. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. You have got to be kidding me. You're like a bunch of people in a boat that's sinking, and instead of taking a bucket and taking the water out of the boat, you're taking the water from outside of the boat and you're throwing it inside of the boat, and you think you're going to stay afloat. How foolish. Let me ask you something. Did those tyrants that mean to rule over you, did they give you freedom? Those tyrants that are desecrating the graves of your veterans, your uncles, your aunts, your cousins, so on and so forth, they're desecrating their memories, and you intend to have them rule over you? And they desecrate the sacrifices of those that have bled, fought, and died to ratify the Constitution? They're mad because there's a cross over their head, folks. These are the same people. They're godless. And if you want to see how godless and wicked and cruel these men can become, just keep giving them power through your ignorance. Just keep ignoring the problem, folks. because your freedoms will go away unless you wake up and smell the coffee and fight for your freedoms and your liberties.
And uphold and establish. And another thing is, too, is it's not just one way of thinking is to disobey tyrants is obedience to God. That is one way of thinking it. But to obey tyrants is disobedience to God. So some people think by hanging in the middle, I'm not going to do either. I'm not really going to obey, but I'm not going to disobey. That actually turns the disservice as a disobedience to God. So there's a lot more ramifications than just not being a part of the solution here in what we're doing. The ramification is if you are not part of that, you're actually in direct contradiction to God and His laws. You'll be condemned by Him. As Martin Luther said, we can have peace on earth if we want it temporarily, but we'll have eternal judgment to pay. That's eternal. It's not temporary. Or we can have a little bit of turbulence on earth as we disobey tyrants, for example. But in eternity, we'll have eternal peace with the God of heaven, our maker, our creator, who gave us our laws.
You know, a good question to ask the American people is this. Over the last 10 years and the last 20 years and the last 30 years and the last 40 years, have things been digressing or progressing?
Yeah, and I think we just covered that last year. We've exemplified it perfectly. Everything is tied into our morality as a nation. As our morality increases and expands, which you had a great awakening before we had 1776, you had a great awakening where morality was on a climb. There wasn't moral deprivation, and if there was, it was very minimal.
And the question, though, Jake, that people need to ask themselves is who is attacking our morality? Who is attacking God? Who is attacking the Constitution?
Yep. Who
is doing that?
Those who would attempt, and it's our old foe, the devil, ultimately, and many of these
radicals
will acknowledge
that. I'm not talking about spiritually, I'm talking about naturally. Who is attacking our foundations little by little, incrementally? Who is taking those away from us?
Yep.
Because the more immoral you become, America, the more power you give over to a corrupt government.
And that corrupt government is operating just like their father. And that was what I was getting to next, is after, spiritually speaking, we understand there's always going to be a battle for liberty, because liberty is spiritual. Without a spiritual realm, there wouldn't be a liberty. That's a byproduct of that. That's why our founders acknowledge that God gave us these things. So we have an enemy in society who is always seeking to usurp liberty. And so all of those servants that are servants of his, that being tyrants, i.e. elites, or those that exist now, they're constantly trying to undermine your rights and your liberties, because, again, they're doing the only thing they know what to do. They're always going to do that. It's when the righteous are strong and they stand and put them in check that you'll have liberty prevailing.
And God promises the victory. Folks, again, you got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to be a part of the radio show, 1-866-233-0747. We're going to come back and I'm going to put your feet upon the rock.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, you got Bradley and Jake. This is the Washington Post, June 27th of 2008. At a town hall meeting, a woman asked Obama what kept him grounded. In other words, you know, where's your faith? And in response, he emptied his pockets. And one of the trinkets, it turns out, was a tiny figurine of Hanuman, the Hindu monkey god, is in his pockets. Folks, it's all over the internet. Pretty bizarre, yeah? Hindu, those guys kind of like just believe in anything, don't they?
They're normal.
I mean, aren't those the guys that have the little patch of hair on the back of their head and everything is shaved around it because they believe that God's going to pull them up into heaven?
Very American. They don't eat animals.
Huh?
Animals are sacred.
Yeah,
because
they're
you
friends.
Might be eating your uncle or your aunt, reincarnation.
Sounds like the environmentalists.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Russian indoctrination. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah.
Russian indoctrination. I mean, you can't kill
Let's
chickens because they want animals to be considered your friends and your brothers.
Yep. Yep.
I'm not kidding
And
you.
Then we can regulate. And then what's really behind this whole thing, this is how stupid it is.
It's all about extinction of the human race.
That's right.
And letting Mother Earth have it back, except the few that are chosen to remain.
Who are those chosen?
I don't know. But there's people that will sell out to these people on a daily basis, Jake, to let them have what they want.
Put themselves on the idol.
Wherever you sell the truth, remember, folks, the Son of Man was betrayed with a kiss. And wherever you sell out the truth, remember, there's always a rope around your neck when you do just that.
That's why it's so safe to serve the King of Heaven.
Nothing in this world is more dangerous than sincere ignorance and consensuous stupidity.
Yeah.
These things just drop down on me, just like fruit from a tree.
You're a walking example to us all.
President Woodrow Wilson said, "A nation what does not remember what it was yesterday and does not know what it is today, nor what it is trying to do." He said, "We're trying to do a futile thing if we don't know where we have come from or what we've been about."
Mm-hmm.
So are we done with the monkey?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
The monkey, but I think it also shows why you brought up before why these sort of topics like NBC dropping the Pledge of Allegiance.
It's
in the Pledge of Allegiance. One nation under God, indivisible, undividable. Because if you have one God, one nation, and we're talking about the God of the Judeo-Christian ethic, value, whatever you want to call it, we have one Bible in our country. We're indivisible.
Yeah, yeah.
But because their end goal is divisible, notice they took out indivisible.
Oh, but Jake, it's worked for 235 years, but there's so many different translations, brother.
And
I just
what's
don't.
What's it worked for?
And really what it comes down to is idolatry, because I just don't want to obey those commands.
Oh, I don't like what people tell me no.
I want the new version that gives me suggestions,
don't
not
tell me
commandments.
No. Don't tell me no. But listen to this apology by NBC, because they apologize.
Okay, talking about the monkey again.
No, this is
the
monkey.
Oh, you're talking about
NBC.
One Nation Under God, yes. Where they omitted God, folks.
Yes.
Yes.
They said it was not done to upset anyone.
Huh.
And we'd like to apologize to those of you who were so stupid that you got offended by... I mean, I'm sorry, that was the first edit.
That's
this is the second edit. We'd like to apologize to those of you who are closed-minded, fundamentalist, fascist Christians. I'm sorry, that's the second edit. This is the third edit. This is what
you
they really said.
You dangerous Nazis, you terrorists.
Dangerous Nazis, Christian fundamentalists,
you ignorant
hate children and women and racists. And
right.
We'd like
racist,
to apologize to those of you that were offended by it, you weak-minded people.
Yeah.
America,
weak-minded.
You know, you stupid people that haven't caught on to the fact that we're trying to rule things here.
You idiotic individuals that
you
honor
morons.
The sacrifice of the Son of God.
You morons like the founding fathers. I mean, my goodness.
Come on, them terrorists. By the
is
way,
the microphone on?
By the way, King George did call our founding forefathers
dangerous.
That's right.
Seditious.
Seditious, and he also called them terrorists.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, they were terrorists. That's
forget
right.
that. Not terrorists to who?
Mm-hmm.
Those that love darkness rather than the light.
That's right.
So they got it completely backwards. But
yep.
That's
yep.
another issue, yes, said Ben Franklin. Folks, why did we separate from Great Britain? Most people say on the 4th of July, Independence Day, that we separated because of taxation without representation.
That old Stamp Act.
This was only one of, by the way, who repealed it? The Sons of Liberty
yep.
did.
Yep.
This was only one of 27 grievances given as was a lesser reason. It was 17 out of 27 reasons given. Greater grievances, 11 times more, were the abuse of representative powers.
Yep.
Folks, we're already beyond this.
Mm-hmm.
Abuse of military power 7 times more often. Abuse of judicial powers 4 times more often. We're beginning to see that more and more.
Yep.
General stirring up domestic insurrection 2 times more often. By the way, the domestic insurrection was being induced by who? None other than King George, just like none other than Hitler and his brown shirts. They create the chaos and then they bring in the New World Order.
Immorality is a great way to gain control.
That's exactly right.
Get them in order.
Again, taxation without representation was 17 out of 27. As a matter of fact, it was given little emphasis in the Declaration. Yet it is the one known today, taxation without representation. You even see it on license plates.
Yeah.
What happened in the 20s, 30s, and 40s? Well, new historians, revisionists, by the way, folks, for all the revisionists, just keep in mind God is not. New historians began to rewrite history throughout the textbooks. That's exactly right. Change the textbooks. Then you have control of the state. Man, that we just keep going back to that old Hitty, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Hitty?
Yeah.
Hitler?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't he the guy that said, let me control the textbooks and I'll control the state?
Yeah. Policy.
So
policy,
while the
policy.
Older generation's up here fighting over who they want for their next politician.
And their Social Security.
And they forget about their kids who are being indoctrinated on a daily basis through the NEA.
Yeah.
No child left unindoctrinated.
The kids are the problem. So the government comes in and says, we'll take care of your problem.
Yeah.
Send them to us.
But don't say.
Leave them with us for 8 hours a
day. Take it easy, Bradley. You know, you're just kind of bumping up against that edge a little bit. You know, it's almost extreme.
Yeah.
Yes, it is extreme, isn't it, folks? It's extreme that you have people rewriting history and throwing it down on your kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny, too, now that I'm talking about it, it's also extreme when you see a president that mandates the aborting and the murder of innocent babies throughout the country. That's pretty extreme, isn't it, folks?
Yes.
It's pretty extreme that them are trying to mandate that your kids queerify the elementary. That's pretty severe. And then they call the Bible dangerous.
Ooh. But he wants to protect those poor illegal aliens that come over here unlawfully
that's
and kill
pretty,
people.
That's pretty extreme.
Yeah, very extreme.
We need to put the word extremity into its proper place.
Mm-hmm.
What's extreme, folks? Those that fight to uphold the liberty and who we are as a people, or those that tear it down?
Mm-hmm.
They have you through the media believing those that tear it down are the ones that are right.
Yep.
Because they want all this change. Well, folks, most people are complaining today because they don't want change. They want restoration.
Yep.
And you nailed that right on the head when you said that. That's great.
Yep.
We don't want change.
Yep. Restore.
Yeah.
Now, it's one thing to change one's clothes, but we want to restore a foundation here. And the important part is, too, is, folks, a lot of you that understand these ideals and principles, you got to realize you got to go through a time of fire. When we're saying extreme, who is labeling extreme? Well, right now it would seem that the moral are extreme.
Yeah.
To the media mentality.
That's right. That's right.
We have to go through the fire as moral people and let them call us what they will, because they will. But once time comes through, fire only burns off dross off of gold. The truth, which is the gold, which abides in each one of us, as we stand for it, we're going to become purer and purer. And pretty soon they're not going to be able to point the finger anymore, just like with our founding fathers.
What will happen is they'll fall into the pits that they themselves have
dug. Fall on their own swords.
That's right. And then people are going to begin to see.
Yep. Which they
who's
already
right
are.
And who's wrong. And that's why we always talk about the two pillars.
Mm-hmm. But that means you have to, as a righteous person,
right,
as a truth bearer, you've got to stand through that process.
If you want to know how the stick is crooked, lay a straight one next to it, and then you'll see the deviation. That's what the Bible and the Constitution do, is they show you the deviation of the ones that are lying.
Yep. You know, I had somebody, actually, I was just watching a clip, Ron Paul, he was being questioned. And they're always questioning, well, what about this? What about this? You're a little extreme here. You're a little extreme here. Well, you're too old now. He's like in his 70s or something like that.
Yeah.
And he said, you know what? I've been holding on to these principles. This is not an old principle. It's very new. We need to give liberty the opportunity. But there's a man who stood in the fire.
Yeah.
He got ostracized last election, though he had a great following. The mainstream just totally ostracized him. And because he keeps standing and he doesn't go away, hey, there's something right with this guy. What is he saying?
Yeah.
He hasn't gone away.
Yeah. What's
truly sincere?
Well, no, what's the extremities again
away.
Are is what is in the Constitution. What are they
is
trying to
extreme?
Do is the press is trying to demonize what your Constitution says.
Okay.
And the listen, this does nothing but promote liberty, folks.
It does.
And just
and
as
secure.
Charles D. Montesquieu rightly said, liberty is only found in what the law permits.
Mm-hmm.
See, and tyrants don't want you to know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they say, wait, that old document, it's evolving.
Yep.
We need something new. We need to add on to it.
And
we had some joker about a year ago say, that Constitution's about 100 years old. It's old. We need the new stuff.
Oh.
Just 100 years old.
Just 100. Back when we had peace in this country.
Yeah.
Forget peace. We don't need peace. We need turmoil and anarchy now. That's the point. But that also brings up the danger of democracy, because that's the shifting idea. I just heard a guy on the radio said it 2 days in a row. We need a direct democracy to put the power back in the people's hands. No, we don't. We need to abide by the law, like Montesquieu said, because inside of the law, there is peace. Well, whose law is that? Listen, I'm not going to trust a man no more than I'm going to trust 100 million men or whatever the population of this country is. I'm not going to trust mankind, period. I'm going to trust God's word and God's law. I'm going to apply it to those standards. And I will trust a man that applies to those standards. That would be a republic. That's why we are a republic.
But to submit to God, Jake, would to admit that God is right in all things.
And he has to be, and he is.
And
absolutely.
He always has been.
Yep. There's peace.
I mean, there's a reason we have the longest standing constitution in the history of mankind.
Probably because God established it.
You think so?
I believe so.
You mean through all those trials
God
and tribulations of over 5,000 years, Jake, we get that constitution, and then what we do in this country is we sit and play with what came to us as a gift from God.
Yeah.
Called a republic, an empire of laws.
That's right.
And that one nation where God has shed his grace upon us through his son, Jesus Christ, which empowers us to overcome lawlessness and to restrain ourselves from lawlessness, to maintain liberty.
Mm-hmm.
But interestingly enough, we have this new administration that's constantly promoting and advocating things that promote lawlessness and advocating that which is outside of who we are as a people, and then they call it liberty.
Yep.
How does that work?
Well,
if you take the train off the tracks, how's it going to keep going forward?
It's going to be free to do nothing.
Free to do nothing.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, they're the ones that are really, it's an anarchy administration when you think about that.
Yeah.
When they promote outside of who we are, they are promoting anarchy.
And anarchy
lawlessness.
Anarchy won't last long, then it will turn into a monarchy.
Is that why
all
these presidents keep talking about the fact that we're a democracy, Jake?
Of course, yeah.
I think it
is. Let's change some
things. You know, most people, you ask if we're a democracy or a republic, they'll say, hey, man, we're a democracy.
We're a democracy.
Well, say the Pledge of Allegiance. Duh.
I forgot that.
Yeah, how does that work? Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
NBC, what is the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yeah, give us a beat, okay?
Folks,
we'll be right back. We're going to take up Billy from Tennessee.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-800-800-8255. 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Yeah. Humpty, Humpty Dumpty, Humpty Dumpty Dumpty Dumpty, Humpty Dumpty.
He sat on a wall. He had a great fall.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. The monkey guy got big ears. Should I take him to New York? New York?
A lot of curious people.
I'll give him
in
the
New
nerd
York
version of New York.
A lot of curious people in New York.
Here we go.
New York, New York, big city of dreams. But everything in New York ain't always about a team. You might be fooled if you come from out of town, but I'm down by long and home away around too much. Too many people, too much. Too much. Too many people, too much.
Too many people here.
I made a ledge, says he's gonna jump. I said people got that running,
said
he wanted to jump. And they lost his job, then he got robbed. His mortgage is due, and his marriage is true.
Ew. Ew.
Man, that's some good coffee, dude.
You like that stuff?
Yeah. And it's really, by the way, it's really hard to do a one-hour show, folks. You guys are just starting to get our feel, because we're really cutting the rug up here for you.
A lot of information.
We're stepping out. Don't mock us. Call us.
Take our feet out from under us.
Yes, we're putting your feet back upon the rock. Folks, having a little fun and doing just that today on this beautiful Wednesday, June 22nd, 2011.
How are you feeling today, Preacher Dean?
I'm feeling pretty good.
I think it's been a good day.
Oh, are you invoking this interview I did about a week and a half ago, folks? He was a preacher. Go ahead, Jake.
Brother Preacher Dean.
He started calling me Preacher Dean, and this boy was a preacher from down south.
Yeah, I just want to say that remember a commercial.
I'm not going to call you Bradley Dean. I'm going to call you Preacher Dean.
Do you mind if I call you Preacher Dean?
No, you go ahead.
When I was a young boy, I remember sitting at the TV, and I was watching a scary commercial.
I heard you.
And the commercial,
scary.
And then a scary man came in.
Got
and then
the
all
goosebumps.
Of a sudden, the church came in from the local Baptist church.
Trying to scare me.
Are you feeling low, brother? Are you feeling low, brother?
I need my brothers.
If you're feeling low, brother, I'm telling you what.
Hallelujah.
You come down to the Baptist. Baptist Church.
Well, are you going to finish your story? No, this is a fact, folks. I'm not even kidding you.
This is the story.
He was calling me Preacher Dean. And I said, Jake, you got to hear this guy. He was a great guy.
Very good.
And then he started talking about his sweetheart. And then he started, and get a phone. Yeah. And then he started doing some of this. And I'm thinking,
feeling lonely.
Isn't that, didn't that like fade away in the 80s?
Oh, no,
the
it's still alive down there. We're just
it's got to be, dude. But
we're the crazy Yankees.
I sincerely mean this. He was a very cool guy.
He was a very cool guy. Very cool today. Terry Laurie.
We got to get back to political instability. We got to get back to the sources from our founding because we got, wow, this is crazy. Let's take Bill from Billy from Tennessee.
Billy?
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake.
Good afternoon, guys. Great to get into the system. And I have a comment about the way things are going. And if we don't put ourselves back into the position that Christ is our leader, we will not be led by no one.
You got it.
And Stephen, I'm a, you know, I'm a Vietnam vet, and I've seen things and heard things that just really wreaked havoc in my bones and stuff for the things that I've done for this country.
Mm-hmm.
And I am just so appalled by, you know, some of the things that are being said and done in the White House that it just, you know, really shakes me up to know that our government has turned their back on the people.
It's interesting, Billy. First of all, I want to say to you, first and foremost, thank you very much for your service to our country in all sincerity from who we are as the Sons of Liberty, because you are the reason we do what we do. If it wasn't for guys like you, we wouldn't have what we have today. We wouldn't have the opportunity to fight. And I just want you to know that you are on the front and the forefront of my mind and Jake's mind when we do what we do when we get on this radio. Outside of having a little fun, we're very serious about what we're doing. But I wanted to tell you thank you first and foremost, but I want to let you know, too, I have a lot of hope in what's going on in the White House right now. I've got to say this. I've said this all over the country over the last 2 weeks. I have hope because there could have been no other president outside of Obama that could have awakened the nation the way that this man has. He has sent people to constitutional school, to law school. He has sent people to read the Bible for the first time in their lives. He has sent people to God to know who we are. There is, how do I want to say this? There is even natural, as well as spiritual revival going on in our country right now, but there's an undertow. And keep in mind, that's why the media is getting a little frantic right now, because they're afraid that people are waking up. And you know what? They have every reason in the world to be afraid, because people are waking up all across the country, Billy.
There's a good purpose. And Billy, wouldn't you agree? Have you seen any other president jilt us into a reformation such as this president in your time of being on the planet here?
The only other time was during the days of Richard Nixon.
Okay.
Yeah, and I heard Jimmy Carter as well.
That really, really put a lot of people into the perspective that we need to change this whole game, and then it went right back into the same same story, just a little different verse, you know, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. The people that I know and hang out with are either vets or want to take and put God first in their lives and try to teach the communities what is taking place. It's just like my friend that runs this radio station that I hear broadcast here up on WBCR here in Alcoa, Tennessee, just I guess just a few miles from where I'm at. And he does a great job of trying to put you know, the liberty out there, and he does a real excellent job of teaching my Bible classes on Sunday, and it's unreal that the people are changing. And I told your operator and stuff that, you know, we're teaching everything from the ground up, from religion all the way up to the last resort combat.
Billy, we got to jump because we got about 6 minutes left of this segment. We appreciate your call. God bless you, sir. And I want to tell you this too, Billy. This is happening all over the country.
Yep, there's your answer, right?
I don't care what the media is saying. The media is in trouble. Their man is in trouble. Their New World Order is in trouble. The UN is in trouble because what's happening is people are taking flashlights and they're putting them right on them and saying, oh, no, you don't. Oh, no, you don't. This is happening all over the country. Folks, you need to be encouraged. You absolutely, listen, I know people love to get on the radio and drive stuff to the ground. I get it. They love to drive fear on other people, but you know what? The bottom line is we haven't been given the spirit of fear. We've been given the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind, and that love overcomes iniquity, lawlessness, corruption. That love oversees and it conquers everything in God's way. And when we continuously stand up in the name of Christ and we overcome by the faith that he gives us, listen, we're not afraid of the face of man because we fear the face of God. It's when we don't fear the face of God that we have every right in the world to be afraid of the face of man. But you know what? That stick don't work here anymore. That's right. America is changing and people are waking up to God's purposes. And by the way, also keep this in mind in Isaiah 26. It talks about how God will chastise a nation. He'll chastise them by bringing judgments upon them to wake them up unto righteousness. So don't forget that neither. So that's the loving hand of God oftentimes, because in his in the afflictions that he brings forth, he's only teaching you his faithfulness. He's getting your attention by you seeing the things that are going wrong the way that you see going wrong today. And praise God that you're in a blessed state that you can see what's going wrong, yep, because God gave you those eyes to see what is going wrong so you can have the power by his spirit to right the wrongs.
Yep, and biblically speaking and historically speaking, that reigns true. This is what we can be encouraged in, is that great triumphs have always, now listen, they require darkness. Great triumphs have always required darkness. So when darkness comes, we look at it two ways. Oh no, it's never going to get better. Or we look at it historically speaking, we look at it biblically speaking, that any time the greatest of darkness came is when God always triumphed through his people that would stand for him.
When did John the Baptist come? When did Christ come?
At the darkest time.
Those that sat in darkness saw the light.
Sprung out.
That's right. So oftentimes we have to understand, by the way, one more interjection, just kind of shifting gears here. I just looked over at a picture of our forefathers. They were saying the same thing, Billy.
Yep.
America, back in the day when our forefathers, all 55 of them, all by themselves with the black regiment, the preachers of the day, they believed God, and God established this country through less than 3% of America. But what's happening today, read Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26. And you'll see God is now judging America through less than 3%.
Yep, you got it. And the Sons of Liberty said that no man by the religion of Jesus Christ should be forced to obey tyranny. They had build up that resistance.
We're not asking those that work for us, folks, for permission. We have rights, not privileges. Put it into context.
That's right.
Folks, tomorrow we're going to talk about political instability because Jake took up all the time today. We're also going to talk about the sources from the founding era. And we'll also talk about Washington, Alexander Hamilton, and we'll talk about the Constitution and the Bible. And I end with this. John Adams rightly said that the general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity. Now will I avow that I then believed and now believe that those general principles of Christianity, the general principles on which the fathers achieved independence, were as eternal and immutable as the existence and attributes of God.